This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County, Wisconsin. Come along and join me with my friend John Jarsh, who's involved in Door County tourism and has been for quite a while. And his world has turned sideways and upside down in recent days. How's it going, John?
Hey, Tom. We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Oh, I'm impressed. The overarching impression that I have received in the last couple of days is the extent that locals go to maintaining proper social distancing, wearing masks, and doing that whole protocol. It's really impressive.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you've noticed. It's certainly been a key point of us in terms of what we're doing, continuing to promote a destination in this age. And that's been one of the things that we really focused on since the get-go, was trying to make sure that we had safety protocols in place, not only for the safety and benefit of our visitors, but also, frankly, for the 29,000 people that live on the peninsula and for our tourism workforce, because those are obviously both integral parts. You know, it's been an interesting discussion in the last couple of months with a lot of our residents that were concerned with us saying, you know, trying to welcome visitors back to Door County this summer. And it, again, came back to that whole concept of really promoting safety and encouraging precautions to be taken by everybody, visitors, workers, residents, to help ensure, you know, safety as much as we possibly could.
And the other factor that I find really impressive is because a lot of the local venues are blessed to have really cool outdoor venues. Like, we're sitting on a lawn right now out in the yard. Fuzzy's, he is kicking butt, frankly, with his business because he's blessed to have that outdoor.
Yeah, you know, interesting times call for interesting measures, right? And the entrepreneurial spirit in Door County this year is stronger than ever. You have to be an entrepreneur to survive up here because it's a seasonal place for the most part. But this year, more than ever, it's been fascinating to watch business owners get creative. Because they've had to. And so the outdoor spaces that we've seen crop up or be enhanced has just been wonderful.
Some of the owners have told me their numbers this year are beating last year's numbers.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's been great to see how they've adapted. You know, the resiliency that we have here is pretty impressive. And I think, and I'm excited about, you know, after this year and after this pandemic is in the rearview mirror, a lot of the things that they've done this year are going to stick around because they're fantastic. The outdoor spaces that they've created are just wonderful. And I think that's a great positive out of this whole thing.
It really is. And even casting the net wider, our whole culture and society is shifting because of this. An example, looking into the future, is my gut instinct is a place like Washington Island could finally have its day in the sunshine as a Renaissance location because of people from cities and whatnot, knowing now they don't have to stay there.
Yeah.
They can have both. They can be on a dreamy island somewhere and still be plugged into the world.
Yeah, and I think the outdoor spaces, which, you know, we've always had, and that's been, it's been interesting to look at our outdoor experiences with a different pair of glasses on this year for most people, and they realize that a lot of what we have here does allow for natural social distancing. We're blessed to have a lot of elbow room for the most part and so many great outdoor opportunities, and so and it's just really been enhanced and heightened awareness of all those things this year. And again, we've seen a trend in the last 5 years to enhanced and expanded outdoor spaces. I mean, it was on a shot of steroids this year in terms of what they've done. But again, I'm excited, and I think they'll stick around long after this year has passed.
Yeah. The broader picture, from what I understand, I talked to an emergency room nurse yesterday, and she said the numbers that you guys have in the county as far as people presenting with COVID symptoms and whatnot, it's pretty negligible, you know, in the scheme of things. This is not a viral hotspot at all.
Yeah, it's seemingly not, and we like it that way, but that just makes us double down on the safety precautions to make sure that we can continue that.
Yeah.
We've actually started a public information campaign in conjunction with county government, public health department, the local hospital, to really just double down on those efforts of making sure people wear a mask, people social distance, people wash their hands regularly, and just be respectful and responsible while they're out traveling around Door County. And so we think that's important, and that will allow us and help ensure that we can continue to welcome visitors and live our lives here in a more free way than what we were doing in March and April.
So you're a dad.
I am.
Yeah.
Proud one, to boot.
Mr. Mom. So that being said, you're raising a family here, and we're approaching school start time. What's the scuttlebutt? What's happening here? What's the plan?
Yeah, so just like I think we've seen across the country, school districts are scrambling, doing their very best to put plans together that are responsible, that take into so many different factors into account that they need to. And also setting the table for us to know that we as parents need to be flexible because plans could change.
And you don't really know at this
point. They've laid out our particular school district, which we have five different districts in Door County.
Oh, wow.
But our district has laid out a plan. They came out with it last week that they shared with us. This was after they did a parent survey. And so we have an idea of what's going to happen, at least at this point. But again, you know, they made sure to manage our expectations to know that it could change.
At this moment in time, what's best model?
Yeah, the model that they're going to start off the school year with or at this point is a hybrid model. So they're going to divide the school into two groups, and they're going to shift groups each day. So we'll have half the number of students in the school at any one time.
So alternate days the kids would homeschool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, online.
And that cuts body count down in one public space.
Yeah, so they're going to try that. Over the course of a two-week period, students would be in school five of those 10 days in person, and then five would be at home days. So that's kind of their plan at this point, and we'll see how it goes. Masks will be required at our district, too, which as a parent, I'm happy about.
So because of all this, have you had to bone up with your basic math skills and science?
Well, I was doing that already last year. I help with the homework. Not that my wife doesn't, but I do. And certainly this new math that you hear about, it's a little different. So it helps stretch our brain cells a little bit as parents.
Yeah. So you're still a student.
Yeah. Always a student, Tom. Always a student.
I love it. Any other thoughts about the here and now in Door County and what's happening in... And again, like we talked about before we started going, you're in a tough position because you're charged with your job as promoting tourism. And yet you don't want to do too good a job right now.
Yeah, there's certainly a fine line as a destination marketer and manager at this point. And frankly, we've seen a lot more of the management side up here this year. My involvement with our local task force at the county level with that public information campaign has been a lot more involved, and that's certainly more of a management function than a marketing function. But you're right, it's a fine line, and where do you draw that line? I think every destination is different based on their own unique circumstances, what they have to offer in terms of tourism product, how socially distant they can be, and also how cooperative their tourism industry and community is going to be with certain things like mask requirements, social distancing. You know, are restaurants willing to cut their tables in half to be able to provide a safer space for customers? So all those things come into play when you're looking at how can you responsibly market a tourism destination right now. I mean, you take all those things into account, that's kind of what helps make you helps you make decisions. Another thing that we did earlier this spring was a travel sentiment survey that we sent out to our list of, you know, of our database of visitors. And from that, we got back over 10,000 responses. And we asked questions like, you know, were they willing to travel? Those sorts of questions. But also some questions about masking in particular, because we were curious as what our visitors would think. And this was mid-May, and so, you know, a week later, things could have changed. But at that point in time, 87% of our visitors, the respondents of that survey, said they would be willing to wear a mask while they were here to protect others and themselves and all that sort of thing. So that really helped us to make a more informed decision to make sure that we included masking in our messaging and in our encouragements In terms of what we're asking of visitors while they're here. It's a two-way street. Visitors expect certain things from a destination when they travel this year, and at the same time, we're expecting certain things from our visitors while they're traveling here, and so that survey that we did was also helpful to help us get some information.
Well, again, like I said, as an outsider looking in, cruising around the county in the last couple days, everywhere we've gone, on both sides of the coin, the visitor and the locals, equal, you know they're trying their hardest to be as safety, health conscious as they can.
Yeah, and that's been important. And I give our, you know, it's so hard. Our public health department was put in a really tough situation based on a Wisconsin Supreme Court decision earlier this spring that really took away any confidence that health departments had to put in place mandates, enforceable mandates.
Right.
And so they've had to walk that fine line to avoid litigation, but at the same time trying to put in place these recommendations to get people to take precautions like wear a mask and wash your hands and social distance. So they've been put in a tough spot, but I think they've done a commendable job under the circumstances to make sure to keep the public health in, you know, in check.
Yeah. Well, looking in from the outside, like they're just doing it in spite of mandate or governmental regulations.
Yeah.
They're
doing
it because they know they need to do it.
Well, and from a business standpoint, it's certainly taking those precautions helps with business continuity and not having to have every place shut down for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You know, in our peak season, like we're in July and August, you know, that could really be detrimental. And that was one of our biggest concerns, is we wanted to do the best we could to ensure that as many businesses as possible could open in 2021.
Right.
That was really our goal. And having enough business right now to get them through the winter was really paramount. And that helped also inform some of the decisions that we made this year with things that we've done.
Very, very cool. All right, John George, thank you so much for sharing. This is another wonderful day in paradise with you.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you here, Tom, and great to be with you in spite of everything happening. And just, you know, be kind out there, everybody. Just be respectful of everybody's wishes. And I'm happy to be here in Door County.
I bet you are. Website if somebody wanted to learn more.
Somebody's interested in more information, including all of our tourism offerings as well as what we're doing to keep people safe this year, doorcounty.com is the place to go.
Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, we're on all those places. Just do a search for Destination Door County. No doubt you will find us.
Very, very cool.
So, good to see you, Tom.
You too. We've been visiting with John George in Door County, Wisconsin. We'll see you here. I'm Tom Wilmer.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Seventy-five years ago, World War II ended. It was the deadliest military conflict in history, resulting in 85 million casualties. We mark the anniversary of the end of that war by celebrating the heroism of our greatest generation, those who served and those who supported their efforts at home. On September 2nd, we will commemorate the signing of the Articles of Surrender aboard the battleship Missouri Memorial at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, a celebration of the peace that followed. Salute their service, honor their hope. Join us virtually for the events on September 2nd, 2020. For further information, go to 75thww2commemoration.org.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Second World War.